Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Today I want to talk about opinions. I feel like a lot of times we base most of our decisions in life upon others' opinions. When it comes to success or love, it all boils down to how everybody else will see it. And I really want to express how important it is to mute every other outside. I'm not saying it's not good for you to get other opinions, you know, just curious, but I feel like you lose. Perfect example. I fully want y'all to understand. Like, I was talking to somebody and they were trying to decide should they continue on this relationship with this person or not. And they started to list things like, you know, they were there for me when nobody else was, or, you know, crazy things, or like my family wasn't there and da da, but if I'm still with this person, my family won't talk to me again, or if I do this, my family, you know what I'm saying? And I cut the conversation short because I wanted her to see where her decision was being based upon everyone else except hers, because she was like, what do you think? And I'm like, it really has nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I could give you my opinion of if I was in that situation, what I would do, but is that authentic? You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of times we ask for opinions just to get the okay to do what we want to do anyway. Like, we already have in our minds, in our hearts, what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ask, girl, would you leave him or whatever? But in your mind, you know you're not going to leave that guy. You know you're not going to leave that girl. You know that you're not. But you want a second opinion, which that opinion means nothing. Because at the end of the day, this is your life and your decision, your heart and your love. So you're going to do whatever is accustomed to you. When I say that we are so selfish, life is selfish because we make decisions based off of us solely. I understand if you have children or whatever, but you base any decision you make solely off you. It's rare when you do things unselfishly, but even if you're to do them unselfishly, you're still doing it the outcome for it to benefit you. Let's be realistic. I'm an unselfish person. Yes, I will do things unselfishly to accommodate you or to make you feel loved, especially because that's how I feel. That's how you treat me. So I'm reflecting that. But at the end of the day, let's be honest. I am unselfish because I want to have in my life the same positivity I'm giving out to reflect back to me. I'm not just doing this just to do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what anybody says. If you do a Samaritan job or whatever for a business, when they do a charity event, of course they want to help the community. Of course they want to help other people. But at the end of the day, as a business aspect, they want to do that to show faith on their business. It's a selfish act. Everything is selfish. The pastor wants to give you the best sermon to touch you, to uplift you. But at the end of the day, he also wants you to put money in that basket so it can contribute to his job, because that is his job. People don't want to hear this, but I'm going to be real. A teacher at the end of the day would like to teach children and educate them and love them, to push them to be better human beings and adults and follow their dreams. But at the end of the day, they're also receiving a check. It's not a beneficial check, but they're still receiving a check and they're still doing it because when you become, that child becomes an adult, they want that recognition that they actually changed that child's life. Selfish. You got to think about it like that. Like if you was to sit down there and break down everybody's motives and actions to routing them back to what they want in return that they don't even notice that they're going to get in return, it'll surprise you how selfish we are. But that's life. I mean, you came in this world alone. Why would you expect to receive something at the end of the day? Like, yeah, come on now, that you got to be realistic. But as I say this, we tend to do so many things and base so many decisions off opinions of everybody else. when at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do and you already have the answer. I cannot stand a person that is undecisive. And really and truthfully, I was talking to a tarot card reader, one of my really good friends. He decided to do tarot card reading, you know, as a hobby. He said, Shelby, I'm going to be honest with you. The cards only tell me what you already knew the answer for. You ask me a question and I read the cards as such, but they're always going to direct you to the answer you already had or already knew. And I think I was asking about my career choice, about before I had moved, I wanted to know if moving was a good thing. And, you know, the cards read that you were pushing back a dream, which you need to fulfill, which I knew that, you know what I'm saying? I knew all these things, but I wanted to hear them aloud. You never really know the potential you have or what you should do if you don't hear them aloud. Like, that's why a lot of times teachers put poster boards on the wall for the students so they can get a visual of what they should accomplish. It's good to listen. It's really good to listen. It's really good to brainstorm. But one thing that we have is eyes. You have two pairs of eyeballs in your head. So you can visually see everything, like the light, you know, other people, you know what I'm saying? You have eyes to use. So another pinpoint to push you towards your dream is to visually see that dream, you know, obtainable. Even if you write, I want to go to Paris, and you put it on a poster board, and you look at that, I stopped myself from cussing. You look at that every day, and you're like, man, I need to go to Paris. Let me go put this money in this jar. Then you go the next day, man, I need to go to Paris. That's a good thing. You put more money in the jar. By the end of the year, you have more than enough money because you constantly visually seen your goal. But what's the crazy part is that sometimes we put the poster on the board, right? And then we'll ask opinions from other people. Should I really go to Paris? Can I afford to go to Paris? Is that something I should focus on? And your friend like, girl, you know you can't afford that. You shouldn't even worry about it. So you don't put money in that day. Next day, you see the poster board like, yeah, I need to go to Paris anyway, I'm gonna do it. And you talk to someone else, your parent, your mother, your father, and they're like, oh girl, you know you can't, you afford that, you should go do something, go to another city, da-da-da. And you forget to put money in the jar. And then 2 months pass, you only put $2 in that entire jar, or a $5 bill one time. So then you get, you know, discouraged, like, I didn't even save enough to even for a month. I should just give up on it. And you take the poster down because you were so worried about the opinions of other people to contribute to your dream, when you know dang on well these people are not going to go with you on this trip. These people are voicing their own opinions about their lives, so obviously it's not obtainable to them. It's not their dream, it's your dream. And that's the conflict. I feel like everything is about opinion or what someone else has to say when you know the answer and direction you should go for it. Like, you ever paid attention to a psychologist? You know, when you're depressed or you're down or anything like that, they always say, seek for help. Even from couples. And what I want you guys to realize, you don't even have to spend the money for a psychologist. And I'm not knocking anybody who's doing it, but just sit down and listen to me real quick. You are going to somebody to discuss your issues. You basically have a mediator or a direct person to reflect what you already knew about yourself, but visually putting a spotlight on your issue to resolve it. That's all the psychologist is doing. Now, mind you, I'm just saying, you know, for tedious things or little things, like in relationships, when y'all that close to, like, we want to throw ties, we can't do this relationship anymore, we want a divorce. You know what I'm saying? Or we're about to break up and you go through a therapist. You're realizing that you're only paying for a mediator to sit there and have you guys both listen to each other to delegate what you should do in your relationship. I find like that's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. But I mean, hey, everybody make their own money in any kind of way. You do what you got to do. But I want you to understand that you already knew before you even stepped in that door if y'all relationship was gonna work or not. Y'all just never took the time to listen to each other, to actually listen and communicate properly to decide how to push forth your relationship. Prime example, Beyonce and Jay-Z. We would have never known that they were having issues until they decided to put it in their music. But they decided to take the steps to better their relationship. Now, everybody's like, oh, you know, they made it work, blah, blah, blah. But you get another celebrity, like, you know, I think like Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera. She decided her husband cheated publicly and she decided to be back with him. And they degrade her so much. They talk all kind of crap about her. Like, you stayed with that man. But she did the same thing Beyonce did. And they're both these couples are happy. They worked through their issues or whatever. But they decided to take their own opinions and choose that path for that person. So people constantly ask me people for advice on how their relationship can be mimicked into theirs. And that's not possible. It is not possible. You're asking opinions from people about how their relationship worked, but they're two totally different people. Two totally different people. Like, it's crazy. I try to keep my relationship private. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to keep everything between us. Like, if we have a dispute, I don't want to call my mom and be like, you know, look what he did today. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you like this. My opinion on what he did today or what he said is conflicting of my own emotions. Maybe it offended me. Maybe it hurt me. But if I was telling my mom, she'd be like, nah, that's stupid. Shelby, get over it. Understandable. That's her opinion. That's her feelings, her emotions. That's not how she felt. She's not me. You see what I'm saying? Even if she is my mother. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get hot-headed and I don't want to talk. Like, I get frustrated and I sit back and I'm like, this is crazy, Shelps. Get over it. But I know the answer to resolve my own issue because I know how I operate. I'm me. And he knows how to operate himself because he's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always want opinions from other people. Now, sometimes opinions are great. They'll be eye-opening for you to look at another aspect. Like, if you want to talk to somebody and like, you know, we're like, Shelby, you know, maybe he didn't really mean it that way. And then I talked to him and he really didn't mean it that way. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I get it now. But still in all, it's all an opinion, a thought. But we will have our own opinions about our lives and our decisions that we make if we sat there and thought about it. We're so quick to rush through things and get it over with or be done with. We never sit and process anything. So that's why you got to go for opinions for people, because you're too lazy to actually sit and evaluate the situation. Nobody wants to work. Relationships, your career, everything takes time and it takes patience, and you have to work on it. You got to get up every morning and get up every day and strive for it. That is work. That is basically working towards a goal, working towards your relationship, working towards your happiness. And it's not going to be an easy transition. It's not going to be constant. It's something you're going to have to work on, but you have to be willing to work on it. So those opinions that you're trying to get from these other people are basically a lazy aspect from you not wanting to work on your life and your relationship. I'm touching somebody right now. I know somebody listening to me and thinking about it, but you really got to sit back and evaluate your life. Even if for a brief moment, I feel like meditation is so important. And I mean, when people think of meditation, they think of like all white yoga pants, a mat, the little bowl that you ring and it has like the noises, num yoho renge kyo. Like, they think of all these ridiculous things. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm starting to transition into yoga. And the first steps that they actually, now you don't have to do yoga. You could do anything. You could do boxing. You could do workout, gym. You could do cardio, anything. But the first process of actually starting before workout is meditation. Why is meditation important? I think meditation is highly important, even if you do it at the beginning or at the very end of the day. And it could be something simple. It could be you riding around in your car listening to music. It could be going to the park and sitting there looking at the scenery. It could be hiking. It's just when you close your mouth and you literally think, you clear your mind of things. And you know what? Idle mind can drive somebody crazy. I'm not saying think all day, nah. So what, you just think of crazy stuff. But just every day, take a piece of yourself and do something to make you feel peace. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're stressed out, especially when you're working so hard, you need that time to think peace. Whether if it's going to do hookah or something, or going to a restaurant, or even cooking. I have a thing where I love cooking, but it's kind of a therapy thing for me too, because, you know, I'm like putting things together, tasting it, and it just makes me happy. Or I like to sit in a room, it could be my bedroom, could be my office, and I just listen to music. Like, I would research different songs, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like put me in a mood of clarity. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need that time to find yourself, whether you know that you needed it or not. It's that little piece. Little, it could be 10, 15, an hour, 30 minutes, just to give yourself time to pause, take a deep breath, and evaluate your life to where you don't even need these opinions. Because after you do that clarity, you will visually know what you should do, what you can do, what is necessary, what's needed to be done, and what you want in life. You can answer all those questions if you pause and work towards fixing you. That's why you don't need an opinion. I'm not saying cut everybody off like, I don't need your opinion. No, it's unnecessary. It's okay to get opinions. It's okay. It's fine. Get them. Whatever. But I'm saying that you have the answer within you already to the problem that you've been facing. You already know the decision you're going to make in your life right at this moment. At this very moment, you know the next steps you should take. You know the process it'll take for you to get to the next goal. You know whether you should say yes or no. You know whether to pack your bags or you're going to stay right there. You know it. You know it. Either you're too afraid to acknowledge that you know the answer, or you're too lazy to accept the answer. It's one or two. And sometimes we're too lazy to even acknowledge it. I can't leave him. And da 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 da. And you give yourself excuses. But in that back of your mind, the little voice is saying you should leave right now. Every time. Every time. But we're too busy trying to rush. We're paying attention to the voice in the front. I can't. Instead of listening to that voice in the back saying you can, we just got to do this, and this step by step, and we can make it, sis. You see what I'm saying? You gotta find that balance. You got to find that belief within yourself. Opinions are okay. Like I said, opinions are fine. Everybody is opinionated. Everybody going to have they yeses or noes. Got to say what they got to say. Or putting themselves in your shoes and telling you what they would and wouldn't do. And that's one thing I don't like. You know what I'm saying? I would never do that. But then come a year later, they're faced with that same problem, and they actually do what they said they never do. You cannot say you will never do something until you put yourself in those shoes. So me personally, I never said I would never. You know what I'm saying? I had to stop doing that. I had to stop having that mind frame, because that's not true. If I'm faced with the same problem, what would I do? How would I feel? What would my heart tell me to do? I have to put myself in a person's shoes, and that comes with understanding. Before you can forgive somebody, what I said, you got to fully understand them. So you have to place yourself in their shoes to fully commit to your opinion of what you should and what you wouldn't do. But then again, we're all different. We all feel different. We're all raised different. We all process differently. But I tell you one thing for sure, we all know the answer to our questions that we ask ourselves every day. Before, let's think of a person that's on the verge of breaking down and giving up, just quitting. And if they were to sit up there and do something they like at random, just go to an art gallery and look at paintings. That's their peace, their meditation moment. And while you're sitting up there looking at those paintings, you hear this slight voice in your head that tells you not to give up. And it's crazy, because it's a very faint voice. It's very faint. I don't know if you're religious, it's an angel telling you not to give up. Or if you're not religious, it's a common peace during your meditation point to say, life is not over yet. You know what I'm saying? And it's very subtle. But the crazy thing is, you need to calm your mind. That's why meditation is so important. Calm your mind and listen to the correct answer you've been trying to give yourself all along, is that you can. Everything will be okay. You can make it, no matter if it's so hard and the weights are so heavy on your shoulder, it feels like it's unbearable. You can. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You're wonderful. And all the answers to your questions can be answered within you. You are precious. A beautiful individual that can do and go through anything and get over it. You can make it.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.